So this is our final presentation. Gabrielle Coulson, who's also from Alzheimer's Scotland, talking about early stage support.
Yes. Hi, everybody. So delighted to go last. I was just like, this morning, I'm like, felt quite confident about it, but I've got to hear how brilliant everybody else is. So it's just like, oh no, feel the pressure. And yes, so my research project was looking at perspectives on personal outcomes for early stage support for people with dementia. I manage a service in Dundee that comprises a wide range of different services, and one of the elements is early stage support for people with dementia. And so the background to this is the project started in 2006, this service, and it was initially funded by Big Lottery. And the original sort of thought behind having the service itself was we'd been working with people and all we had was daycare, and we would get referrals for people who had perhaps been quite recently diagnosed. We didn't have a support service that would meet their needs, and we were really having to say to people, you'll just have to get on with it until you're poorly enough that you need to come to our services. And people had identified to us that that was one of the worst parts of the illness for them, was that being isolated and alone. So my manager, I think it was when I was on maternity leave, put in an application and came back, oh, I've got this project to manage, it's great. So the aim of our project is to support people with early stage dementia and their carers, and we do that in a variety of ways, through group individual work, learning opportunities and activities. It's very personalised to each individual, and really there's no grand model that I can describe it as, apart from that it evolved very organically and naturally in accordance with the needs and interests of those that are accessing the service. And there's been a lot of attention paid to post-diagnostic support, and we've got this new guarantee from the government for people to have it. And there have been test sites looking at how do we do post-diagnostic support. But we weren't part of that, and I was conscious that the model support we had was possibly quite unique, and there was never any spotlight on it. So one of the reasons I wanted to do the research was just to share the model, to see if other people thought it was useful, but also really to find out what did the people with dementia who accessed it feel about it, what did the families feel about it, and I also wanted to look at what the staff felt that they had seen from the people as well. So, well, it's always an inspiration for me as the people that we work with. So what I had observed was relationships develop between people and seeing people grow in confidence. And I wondered if that's how it felt for the people who used the service. So this is my observation. That's been things that had come up in support and supervision with staff about observations they'd made of people. That's just a party of one of our service users at the social club that we use all the time, that how they decided to celebrate his 70th birthday party was to invite all his friends from the early stage support service. So it was actually less of a family party, but it was actually, you know, this is his new community connections, his new network of support. Okay, so what did I do? Well, read a lot. I planned what I was going to do, then I had to change my plans. And then I just realised you had to kind of go with the flow quite a lot. It's a tricky thing to balance working and doing the research, which everybody's all said. I had to design the research, and so the way I decided to do it was to have a qualitative approach, semi-structured interviews. I invited everybody that participates in the early stage service was provided with an information sheet about the research. Because I'm the manager responsible for the service, I really felt it was important that people didn't feel pressured to be involved. So it was very much the ball went into their court. I didn't chase people up or anything like that. So in the end, I think I had five people with dementia participated, and three carers and three staff members. But it was really important for me to hear the voice and the perspective of people with dementia. And I conducted these semi-structured interviews and generated all this data, and then I sort of realised, what am I going to do with it now? My approach was to do a narrative analysis, and I used Alzheimer's Scotland's five pillars to help me analyse that. So Alzheimer's Scotland sort of put this forward as a way of looking at how we support somebody post-diagnostically. So looking at planning for the future, decision-making, supporting community connections, having access to peer support, planning for future care, and understanding the illness and managing the symptoms. But to let you understand, when I have done the interviews, I've not used any of this terminology or any of the talking points, which is other things I'm speaking at, because that's all service speak, and I was really very keen to hear what people themselves felt. So I was asking them, what did they feel was important about the service? What had been the change that they'd experienced? So I've kept it very open-ended, not trying not to put any words into anybody's mouth. So it was very interesting. I hope you'll find. Agree. Okay, so what did they say about peer support? I've just given you some examples. In the group, there's different personalities. We get close to each other. Plus, that's what keeps us going. I'm not frightened anymore. The ability to mix didn't happen when I was diagnosed. I didn't want to see anyone. That was Joe, who's really embraced everything to do with the early stage service. Another gentleman, out and about meeting different people, that was something, rather than sitting here all day. Meeting other people is the best part of it. Different people for you to talk to about different subjects, you know. Otherwise, it would be a long week looking out the window. So when he's not with our support service, that's what he does. He lives on a top floor of a tenement, and he sits at the window, and he just watches the world go by. The only thing that he sort of actively engages with is the support service. What did carers say about it? I remember Wendy telling me about the men's group. It was music to my ears, because Joe's friends he'd lost. He didn't have male company. I can see how keen he is to go and how much he wants to go. It means the world to him. He was never a man for the clubby, but he's doing manly things with men.
I just thought that was great.
See, because he's got a wife and a daughter and a grandchild, you know, so it's like his life is surrounded by women, so she's really chuffed that he's got someplace to go and spend time with men. The other guy, he loves the Fairmead Club. He has a couple of wee malt whiskies and a chat with the boys. He needs to socialise and get out on these outings. So that was really sort of looking at the peer support that people get. It was obviously lots more feedback from people. It was just a few examples I wanted to give you. One is sort of the unintended or unexpected outcomes of my interviews was to do with transition and loss for people. And it's something I had a sense of because I had worked with somebody in the early stage service who decided to withdraw because his dementia had, he had vascular dementia and he wasn't really deteriorating, and he'd went through two sets of friends who'd all deteriorated in his group and moved on, and he said he just couldn't do it anymore. So he'd had to withdraw. So I did have a notion that this was something that might come up in the research, but it did come up quite strongly. One gentleman said, I lost John after 4 weeks of starting the men's group. I really liked him and I realised that I can't get so attached. God, when I see other folk go downhill, I hope I never get like that. Other than that, then a couple of staff mentioned this too. If another service user has a rapid deterioration, this can impact on the rest of the group. Another staff member said, another negative part is changes which result in individuals progressing in their dementia stage and requiring further support. Individuals have discussed actual situations where people have moved on from the early stage service into daycare and home support services. So it's something that I think really we need to look at thinking about how we support and enable people cope with, because this is dementia as a process of losses in many respects, and this is actually, in a way that we're helping people, we're actually making them having to face another loss. So I think this deserves more research and thought about how we're handling this for people with dementia, because it is having an impact. And not just for the service users themselves, but also for the staff. The staff are obviously, they're aware this is happening, but I don't think they know what's the best way for us to handle this. Okay. The other thing that came through really strongly in my interviews was how important community connections are. So I didn't want to write the quotes up there, I just thought you'd like a picture of them for their tour at the dance. So all five of the participants talked about the community connections, not in community connections terminology, I assigned it to that. Along came football memories, right down my street, always loved football. I realise now Dens Park take care of disabled supporters. The director always says hi, they really care. I had lost my love of football when I was diagnosed. There was nothing in it for me. Football memories encouraged me to go back to football. And this gentleman from the football memories, he's now got a season ticket and he goes with his wife every week. And it's something now that they're both doing and enjoying. It's something that they've accessed through the service. It's had a really big impact on everybody, the men that have been involved in that. Another gentleman commented, Dementia Resource Centre, very, very normal. I'm in a situation where I am happy. It keeps me in touch with the real world. I wouldn't be able to go on without the service. I don't know what would happen to me. It's part of me now, part of my wife. Another gentleman, keeps me involved. I can't do that at home. I look forward to coming here because I sometimes get bored. Can't stay occupied at home. Only problem I've got is it gets me down a lot. I worry about it. So I thought it was quite interesting that, because we talk about community connections for people with dementia, the Dementia Resource Centre is obviously a specific centre for people with dementia, but the people who use that see that as very normal for them. That is their community connection. So although we work hard and support people to access community centres and things like that, I don't think we should get so hung up that sometimes what people want or what they're enjoying is actually coming to something that's dementia specific. So that came through for me when I was doing the interviews. Another way that I was looking at the narrative analysis was, as I said, looking at the sort of talking points. I'm looking under this sort of head into quality of life, process and change. And one of the things that was interesting that came out to me was that some people really did have change with it. One gentleman had a peg feed in situ. He wasn't eating properly. He wasn't eating at all. And actually, the way that what he said to me in the interviews was the way it was handled was just so taken in stride in the group situation. But he was always kind of, you sure you don't want to manage something? And he just, within the group context, started to feel more confidence. And he is now getting that taken away because he can eat properly now. And it's just been the support of the service that he's had. We had a dance project. He learned to dance. And the consequence of that is the confidence. I think that statement that the gentleman made, of, I'm not frightened anymore, I think that's just so profound that if you could have a diagnosis of dementia and you feel that the support that you've accessed has caused a change of you not to be frightened, that's really important. I'm now very, very positive. Dementia, I've put that to the side now. So this gentleman's really finding a way to live well with his diagnosis. His wife actually said it was a thousand percent more than I expected. Over the past year, things he's been involved with, places he's been and with friends, it's taking us from a very dark place to having a future to look forward to. These are the moments when you're doing the research, you're like, oh, that's a beauty. I can't believe you just said that. Thank you. So, when I've looked at this overall, I think there's a few, it was obviously a very small scale study, but I think it does reveal things that could be useful and important. I think in terms of the five pillars, peer support and community connections very strongly came through to me for from the interviews as being really significant for the people with dementia. And I think that, you know, when we're talking about this post-diagnostic support, it's vital that people are provided with opportunities for ongoing activities and peer support, that it's, you know, that there is something that continues to happen. People with dementia, carers and staff were all able to identify positive change in the person. And I think that's really significant when you're talking about dementia being a deteriorating condition. You've got a condition that's always going to progress, but yet there was still positive change. And the other thing I think that in terms of practice is that we need to look at support and transition more effectively. I think we've learned a lot through our service in supporting the person who is moving on. They've had the review meetings and the discussions and the sort of planned discharge onto something else to support their needs. But we haven't thought about, right, the rest of that group. How do they feel now that this key member, this person that I become friends with, he can't come anymore, or she can't come anymore. So that was that. And I think that might be my last slide. Yes, it is. So thank you very much.